Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Yeah, I know. There was a little this, that, and the other on the way up and on the way back. Yeah.
Spiders.
Yeah, that's it. How about a little poetry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The late Larry McCorder's riding along with us. There is some good sage wisdom in this poem. This is the Gate Session.
The sun had given up the quest of melting off the snow and crawled off in defeat behind a hill. He took his shadows with him when he finally had to go and left the world locked in a grayish chill. The frosty air grew bolder, knowing it had won the day. Its foe outlasted, it was free to roam the twilight unimpeded as two riders made their way at a steady walk a half a mile from home. A cold and hungry, angry boy had had enough of this. He knew they'd get there quicker if they'd trot, or better yet, elope. But Dad, whose vote outnumbered his, suggested it was better that they not. The lights of hearth and home shone bright, yet seemed to never near. I never knew a horse could move so slow. Each steaming breath bore curses, but not loud where Dad could hear. It wouldn't hurt me what he didn't know. Consumed with cold and anger and with fingers going numb, I barely noticed we had reached the gate which led into the old home trap. Then Dad's colt acted dumb and added 15 minutes to the wait. I logged my millionth hour watching circle, spin, and turn. This 8-year-old was bored and getting vexed. With Dad, there's one more lesson one is always doomed to learn, and little did I know that I was next. For when at last he opened up the gate to let us through, I drifted off into a sort of trance, intent on getting into Mom's hot cornbread and beef stew. I headed home without a backwards glance. An icy voice cracked icy air, which stopped both horse and heart. The tone he used was one I'd come to dread. The dialogue which then ensued was quiet on my part. The mighty revolution now was dead. I only thought that I'd been cold until his angry stare went through me like ice water through a sieve, but flush of shame soon warmed me, as he then made me aware of a law I'd broken by which cowboys live. Now, boy, I know it's cold out here, but that's the way things are, and we can't always pick our circumstance. I told you when you chose to come that we'd be riding far, and it's too late to bow out of the dance. Now, discomfort doesn't give a man the right to leave a friend. It's when it's tough is when you need to stick. He needs to know that when you start, you'll be there in the end. That trust should be like mortar on a brick. Boy, you could have caused a wreck back there by leaving me behind. That's darn poor manners in the cowboy clan. This colt was trying to go with you, which put me in a bind, because it's hard to mount a pony that won't stand. He stood and let his point stick home, then turned and mounted up, and then he said, "Let's don't do that again. I hope your ma's got coffee on, 'cause I could use a cup." The stars were shining bright when we got in.
Well, man, yeah. There's some dandy advice in that poem. You
absolutely.
Bet.
Absolutely.
You know, we just as well talk about a little bit of that
Why
stuff.
Why not?
We talked a little bit earlier about cowboy etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
mm-hmm.
talk about horseback etiquette and cowboying etiquette mm-hmm. and horseshoeing etiquette and branding etiquette. And
Crowd and barn and the whole works. Yeah.
All right. You ride up to a gate.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of you.
Yeah.
You're the first one there.
Right.
Jump off and open the gate.
You're the first one there. That's your responsibility.
Jump off, open the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Close the gate. Now, what is the etiquette for the other riders once you open the gate?
You wait for him.
Exactly.
Yes.
You stand there with your horse quiet,
yeah.
and you wait until the guy who got the gate
is mounted
again.
Yeah.
So his horse isn't dancing around and wanting mm-hmm. to be with all the mm-hmm. other horses. Gate etiquette.
Exactly.
Okay, right. And you take your turn getting the
Absolutely.
Gate.
Absolutely.
Even if the same guy's the first one there,
yeah.
get up there and open the gate.
Well, and usually it's J-Rodge because he's riding
he's the fast-walking horses.
Fast-walking horses.
Yeah,
so he's going to get them all.
Trotter. That's true. He's going to be the first one there, isn't he? That, true story.
Without any friends.
It reminds me of the story that R.W. tells us, you know.
That's a good one.
Yeah, everybody knew, rode with this one guy who never got a gate.
Never. Yeah.
Never. He'd always make sure he was the last one mm-hmm. there. So the plan was, once everybody got to the gate, everybody was just going to stand there.
And wait.
And wait, you know. So everybody was just standing there and waiting. This other guy pulls up, and he's standing there and waiting. Then somebody gooses RW's horse. which you do.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, that just happens, right? Yeah. Goosed RW's horse, and RW's horse bucked through the gate.
Yeah.
And got the gate open.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right. And then the guy says, well, dang, RW, I was going to get the
gate. Sure you were.
Sure you were, buddy. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Little gate etiquette. Yeah. Little trail etiquette.
Well, right. And okay, there's a little shenanigans that go on.
Oh, well, yeah.
Everything's fair.
Yeah.
And if somebody gooses your horse and you buck through the open gate,
uh-huh.
then it's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Right?
The gloves are off.
Yep. You'll get behind him and you'll pantyhose his horse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or tail him.
You tail him, yeah, uh-huh. that's right. Uh-huh. Or slip the head stall off him. Off his head?
Yeah.
Hey, all's fair in love and war and cowboy.
And cowboy, yeah. Absolutely.
It, depending on who started.
If you started, you better be ready and willing
to
accept.
Take it.
Yeah,
darn right. All right, we need to end the show.
Really?
Yeah, John Chandler's riding along with us. This is off his new album. This is Slow Falling Rain.
Thunder rumbled in my dreams this morning. It was distant but plain. Tried to hold back the day and the dawn. Tried to dream us some rain. Heard the horses stampede to the stables. They always know. Waking up, I saw you in the breeze at the window with your hat blowing. Keep on believing, Amelia. I understand your pain. You've given up your own dreams for me. You ain't got so much to gain. Just let me hold you whenever life starts to make you insane. Let me love you like a slow falling rain. Thank you. nothing soothing about the sound of the raindrops playing old window panes. Something real about the ring of a rooftop singing under the rain. And I believe we can get through the summer. I believe in this dream. I believe you're a sight to behold with the light in your eyes gleam. Keep on believing, Amelia. I understand your given up your own dreams for me. You ain't got so much to gain. Just let me hold you whenever life starts to make you insane. Let me love you like a snow falling rain, like rain. Oh, like rain.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Speaking of that.
Yeah.
This, that, and another.
Yeah.
You know, how long have we been doing this? How many?
We're in our 21st year.
21st year.
This is show number 1075.
Holy cow.
So has there been a little bit of this, that, and the other over the last 21 years?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think there's been a lot of this, that, and the other.
And hats off to all the listeners.
Yeah.
You know, you guys toughest folks I know.
They are our favorite.
Yeah.
And it never fails. I go to performances here and there all over the Western U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and there was always someone in the audience that listens to Cow Radio.
And thank you so much.
I've never been skunked when I ask the question.
Who listens?
Yeah. Who listens to Cow Radio?
That's
and
awesome.
And if only one person raises his hand, I acknowledge him.
Yeah.
And then I say, well, what the heck are you other people doing?
Shame on you.
Get busy here. There's no excuse because now it's on podcast.
That's right. Anybody can listen. That's now, right. Yeah.
So this, that, and the other. From the very first day that we started this on an old digital recorder, to the technology that has evolved in the last 21 years.
And we're still behind.
And we do this on a computer and we do it and it's over the internet and my gracious.
Who knew? Who knew?
This, that, and the other. You know, that reminds me of our parents talking about the changes they saw in their lifetime.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, think about the changes we've seen
exponential
in our lifetime. And then you think about the changes that are going to be made after we're gone.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Take a deep seat and a long rain.
You know, all I can say is, can we call an end? Let's say this CD. Okay, that's it. Let's not go with anything further. Put CD players back in trucks, will you?
Please.
Please. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, my bad. Oh, wait. Hey, folks who want to stay tuned for next
week. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And then that's when the wheels fell off.
And then all the wheels fell.
Stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
There's been a lot of this, that, and the other.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.